Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
What voice am I going to listen to? What voice is going to control my day? What voice is going to, I'm going to allow to speak into my life? There's three voices in life. Three. Yours, the Holy Spirit, and the devil.
This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. On today's broadcast, we have an interesting teacher, speaker, author. His name is John Ramirez. John has come out of Satanism, Santeria, Spiritualism, Paulo Muyembe. Now, John Ramirez served Satan in the world of a cult. He was the third-ranked high priest of a satanic cult in New York City. Now, John today is talking to the church. And how would a person that's been dedicated for such a period of time and been endowed with such satanic powers, how would he see and deal with the church? Well, today, John is teaching. His lesson is defeating witchcraft, and he's teaching at the Way World Outreach. So we're going to jump in to part of his message. Here he is, John Ramirez.
I will go to clubs and look for Christians hanging out in clubs and recruit them to the dark side. Because I can show you that my daddy had more power than your daddy. God, I know, and you were learning all the things of discipleship, which is a good thing to learn. You should be disciple. Because church is not discipling people anymore. I just want to thank the Way, thank the pastor, the leaders, the worship, for having me back. A special moment to be here. Amen. A special moment to be in the house. Amen. I take nothing for granted. Every opportunity God gives me to come and touch your heart. Because the day I can't touch your heart through Jesus Christ, then I stay home. I don't believe in faking the funk. I don't believe in conjuring up things in the flesh. You with me? You know, one thing I want to share with you. Someone, there's people here today that if you don't get deliverance, you ain't gonna make it. There's people here today that you left the door open. The devil has legal rights over your life, and God brought you here today because he loved you too much to leave you in the condition that you're in. Because if you think you came to see a man, then you missed it. Listen, let me share something with you. Let me just walk you into a place of darkness. Let me walk into the mind of the devil. See, you know, we have people that say, I'm a PK kid. I'm a PK kid. It means a pastor's kid. You grew up in church. See, I was the opposite side of the pastor's kid. I grew up in demonic church. So whatever you saw pastor's kid, that he grew up in church and he went with, I had demonic baptism, demonic ceremonies. I did it all at the age of 8 years old. So when you were living in church and go to discipleship, I was going to demonic school. So when you were learning how great is our God, and you were learning all the things of discipleship, which is a good thing to learn, you should be disciple. Because church is not discipling people anymore. Now we medicate you and we get you high to keep you, but not set you free. So I was going to demon church at the eight years old in demon church already. You know what's crazy about demon church? We don't learn how to take it easy on people. We learn spiritual demonic warfare. In order to kill, steal, and destroy, dismantle you, steal your purpose, steal your destiny, strip you down from your purpose and your identity, your authority in Christ Jesus. Because my favorite people to attack were believers. Because if you had the only power that I try to understood, the only power I knew the only power I knew that the only power that I can test my powers, it was against the Christians. So when I bought my arsenal of demonic powers against you, you better be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and anointed. Because if you weren't, I was going to break you. Because you were doing two-hour church when I was doing eight-hour church. See, I would go to demon church. I would go to demon church from the 7 in the evening to 5 in the morning. You were doing two-hour Christianity. That don't work. That don't work. You sit here, people looking at their watches. What time that preacher gonna finish? I gotta get home. Then you know what that tells me? You're not in love with Jesus. You're using Jesus as a spare tire in case you get a flat. I'm gonna get down here because I'm gonna get in your business. See, when I signed my contract with Jesus Christ, I signed a contract with Jesus Christ. I signed a contract to say, I said, I'm doing life in Jesus. I want no parole. I'm on death row. That means no matter how hard the devil hits me, I'm not gonna quit. No matter what the devil does to me, I'm talking about the church. A lot of devils in the church. Amen. Thank God that God called the church ICU. When you were doing, this is the thing that I understand. When I came to church, this is the thing you need to understand. When I came to church, I was saying, but I did that all in demon church. We spoke in demonic tongues, you spoke in tongues. You lay hands, we lay hands too. You did baptism, we did demonic baptism too. You did it in water, we did it in blood. You pray over people, we pray over you too. But the only difference between me and you, now I tell the demon, I tell all the devil, the only difference between you and I carry the presence of Jesus Christ. And when I carry the presence of Jesus Christ, there's no weapon formed against me will prosper. That means that what you throw at me, you can't do nothing to me. You can't curse me because I'm already blessed. So at the age of 8, I was ready to be trained by witches and warlocks. My father was a warlock. My aunt is a witch. My generation in the bloodline came all the way down from Puerto Rico. Witchcraft. Brought into the United States. Hanging out with people from Cuba, Haiti, Miami, back to New York City. Animal sacrifices. Cut myself and drink my own blood. Because the demon people know one thing. There's power in the blood. At the age of 10, 12 years old, I was taking human bones and sending them down. Human bones that had cancer so I can put cancer on you. For infirmity spirit, homosexual spirit, transfer spirit, lay hands on you, demonic hands. That's why you be careful. You better be careful who lay hands on you. I tell you right now, I'm here. If you lay hands on me, I drop you. In demon church, I was being taught how to astral project, how to leave my body. How to leave my body and go to your house and curse you because the church at large, they were missing one thing. You have no discernment. You have religion, but no discernment. You have a form of godliness, but you have no power. That's why you gotta be careful. That's why you gotta be careful who you hang with. You gotta be careful who you associate with. You gotta be careful what church you go to. Cause we ain't teaching anymore. We teaching New Age, the New Age church. Turn on your TV. It's all over TV. So how is it that when I got recruited, I was the only Satanist person in the planet that got recruited from the second heaven. I didn't, people say, you want to be a Satan? Want to paint your nails black and dress on in black? That's sissy stuff. That's a wannabe. That's not real Satanist. When I got recruited, I was 7 years old when the necklace fell from the second heaven. The Sete Potencia Africana fell from the second heaven. The seven dark powers of the African power, the necklace fell from the second heaven and it dropped on my feet. I put it in my pocket. I walked home and put the necklace around my neck. I got recruited from the second heaven when principalities and demonic demons run the earth from that level, from first and second heaven. And then they got demons on the ground operating in the ground. Demons in the ground that operate in territory spirit. And the familiar spirit, the one you go, oh, the psychics. Christians reading horoscopes. You know what's crazy about Christians? They chase question marks when they already had the answer. They chase question marks. I'm gonna go over here and see what's going on. I'm gonna go over here, you know, because everybody's mother's a prophet these days. Give me your prophecy. I take it to Jesus. If he signed off on it, then I receive it. They're not gonna sow no demonic stuff on me. Because you're crazy self. You prophesy every 5 minutes. It's true. Because we get high on titles. We get high on titles. See, people, everybody's mother got a business card. Here's my business card. Here's my business card. Imagine King David. He killed Goliath, right? He killed Goliath. They would have bought him a suit and they would have given him a business card. Goliath wasn't David's fight, because he killed him too easy. Saul was his fight, because he had to run for 13 years against that devil. And there's people, you sitting here, you've been running from that devil for years, and no one is able to shut the door. But I got news for you. Jesus is going to shut the door for you today. Oh, yeah. Jesus is going to shut the door for you today. You've been running for years from church to church. You've been running from place to place, and you're still being tormented. You still got generational curses. You still got open doors in your life that you can't. You got the devil. You think you got the devil by the throat, and he got you by the throat. So it's time to divorce the enemy. How many people here celebrated Halloween? Yeah, if you got guts, raise your hand. At least we got one brave person. Raise their hand. He celebrated Halloween. You come over here, we're going to cast that out later. You can't do indecent proposal. You can't do indecent proposal. Say you love Jesus, but you're sleeping with the enemy. See, I do. You see, in witchcraft, I did the most demonic witchcraft in the whole planet. I'm talking about from astral projecting, turning myself into a wolf, and ended up in your house as a witch, leaving my body and having contract with demon that I can manifest myself into animal to end up in your house. And then I have abilities that when you came for a car reading, I sound just like your dead mother. Your mother's here. She wants to talk to you. You're in tears. You're talking to a demon. And all this stuff. And November 1st, at Santa Muerte, and everybody bringing the flowers, everybody bring the food. Listen, if you're not going to bring me flowers in my life, I don't need your flowers when I'm dead. Give me the gift now. Bless me now. And bless me when I'm dead. I can't even see it. People always want to celebrate you when you're dead. I take care of my mama now. I bless my mom now. She's my superstar. I hook her up now. I'm not gonna bless her when she die. You gotta twist it. So the thing is, how could you fight a monster like me when you was a Christian, but you look like a Christian on the outside, but you were spiritually anemic. You were spiritually anemic, so I was able to break you, dismantle you. I was able to fragment you. I was able to steal your mind. I was able to steal your emotions and your will, because I know how to get into the spirit realm when you couldn't stop something you couldn't see. Christians today, and I'm talking to you because I want to help you with something. I'm trying to help you with something. I'm trying to get you to the finish line. So God loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. But you see, that'll get you in the game. Now you have to work out your salvation. You have to work out. You have to either cut the rope today, or whatever you don't kill is going to end up killing you spiritually. That's why I go anywhere I go. I say, any witches in the house, any warlocks, you want to bring it? Because I'm like Doc Holliday. I'm my tombstone. I'm your Huckleberry. I'm in California, and I'm still waiting for Madeline. I'm still waiting for Madeline Manson to take me to lunch. I invited him plenty of times for lunch, because I'm not afraid of you. I seen too much in Jesus to doubt. The first thing that Christians get hit when they hit you, when the devil hits you, the first thing they hit you with is unbelief. Christian, you're sitting here, and this is the crazy part. You got faith for me, but you don't got faith for yourself. How God's going to do great things for me, but when it comes to you, you don't show up. Come on, I know a few of those. John, you're going to get a breakthrough. What about you? Well, I don't know. I'm still praying. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth today. You don't like it. That's your problem. I'm going to speak truth. Truth will set you free. Truth will set you free. Now, truth. One thing about this church. When I first came here, the pastor told me something. He blew me away. He said, "Before we got this building, before we got this, we did something. We went. We served people. Crazy testimony. We went. We did stuff for people. We went to people's homes. We not. I mean, they're talking about they were like armed and dangerous on the offense before they was able to build the foundation of this church. You sit here because you have people that believe in something that it seemed impossible, but God is the God of the impossible. Today you hear you. Today is we build the kingdom backwards. That's how we all jacked up. I got married on Halloween. I had a demonic wedding, ritual, animal sacrifices, sold my soul. When I sold my soul, you see, one thing you have to understand, one thing Christians lack, one thing, I don't pray for stuff. I don't pray, God, give me, God, bless me, God, fill up my pockets of money. I don't pray for that. I don't need that right now. I don't need that to get to the finish line. I said, Lord, Father and Jesus, increase my faith, increase my discernment, because I need to see that devil that is around the corner before I hit the corner. So increase my discernment, increase my faith. So when the devil shows up, I was the other day in California, I was preaching. There was a lady sitting over there, I said, that's a witch. And she came up for the meeting. She came up to the altar call. I said, I know who you are. She said, what do you mean? I said, you're a witch. She said, how do you know? I said, I can smell you from here. I can smell people from here that you're not even saved. You're playing church. You know what about demon church? If you're late, you get punished. Some people walk into church like it's the mall. I come whenever I want. I sit wherever I sit. No reverence. I have more reverence for the devil than you have for Jesus. I have more loyalty to the devil than you have for Jesus. And demon church, if you didn't tie your 10% in demon church, you get beat down by the devil. You get a sickness. You get attacked. You get tormented. If you didn't tie in demon church, if you stole the devil's money, write out your will. Because the devil, one thing he understands, the devil wants glory at any cost. There's a lot of young people here today, but you're not married to Jesus. You're married to social media. You spend more time with Mark Zuckerberg than you spend with Jesus. And then you got the audacity to tell me that you're saved. You ain't saved. You got religion. When you have an encounter with Jesus, you want to hang out with him. You want to spend time with him. I talk to Jesus down the streets. I talk to him in my car. I talk more to Jesus than I talk to myself. I talk more to Jesus. I talk to myself. A lot of you talk to yourself a whole lot. So how is it that I spent $100,000 in witchcraft? The cycles and patterns of the enemy. I know how to afflict people with it. That's why you're free for 6 months, and 6 months later you're back in the same hogwash. That means that what you got going, it was never cut at the root. You get something that's called alleviate, and then the devil comes back for you because the door is still open. The devil still has real estate rights over your life. He still has the deeds over your life. And you think that you are saved. You see, we have confused the people in the church that we think that once you get saved, everything falls off. That is a lie. Something might fall off, but not everything. If you have a bunion in your toe, it's still going to be there. Even if you're saved. You know what's crazy about witchcraft? My father never loved me. Never loved me. My father never put his arms around me and said to me, I love you. My father never took me to a baseball game. My father never bought me a bike. My father never put food on the table because he wanted to spend it on the woman's in the street. When my father died, he died at the age of 33. He got shot for a woman that wasn't even his when he had a good wife home. I stood in front of my father. When my father got shot, it was 3 minute walk from my house. And I stood in front on a rainy night. It was cold that night. I stood in front of the social club that he got shot for a woman that wasn't his with my mom. I was 13 years old. And I used to pray and say, and I used to pray to the devil. And I said, the devil, if you kill my dad, I'll serve you. And the devil always looking to replace the old with the new. And my dad died for a woman that was in his. Because you know what the greatest trick the devil plays on relationship? How many people here marry? You know what the greatest trick the devil plays on relationship? You want me to tell you? That he'll take the hoochie that you're hanging out with. He'll make it look like 80% when you got 80% at home. Because I did that kind of witchcraft to break up marriages. But let's not go like this all the time, because women are crazy too. Not just the men. Well, yeah. Swing from both sides. It's called a Delilah spirit. It's a type of the church. The church, it's a type of the church. The church at large, it's like a Delilah spirit. Sleeping, it's a Samson spirit. You see, Samson slept in the lap of Delilah. So how is it that Christians come to church, they go through the motions of baptism, sit here, but you're still medicated. You're still tormented. Because you never dealt with the doors that you're supposed to close behind you. There was no renunciation. There was no breaking legal rights and contracts and covenant with the enemy. Understand? Oh, it's going to get nice tonight. We got a lot of people in here. Look at this place. It's packed. Is this normal? I was telling my brother, it's normal. He said, no, this ain't normal. That means, you know why? That means God wants to set you free before the year's over. God wants to set you free before the year's over. So you can finish your year strong. Strong in Jesus. Strong for the next chapter of your life. Strong that God is writing your story. We just take the pen out of God's hand. We try to write our own stuff. See, the difference between me and the difference between God and us, God don't need white out. You get it later. When you write your own story, it becomes a mess. You need a lot of white out. And when God writes your story, he don't need white out. He knows what he's writing. He knows what he's doing. So how is it that you go to church for 2 hours and you're going to deal with a devil like me when I was in the kingdom of darkness, BC, before Christ? How is it that I'm spending 7 hours in church, what you call Behelia? I was doing, that was normal for us. I remember when the first time I came to church, they were doing a Behelia, and the guy at 12 o'clock, the guy said, let's bring out some pumpkin coffee. I said, we're in pumpkin coffee. It's only 12 o'clock. Let's go to 5 in the morning. He said, no, I'm tired. I said, no, you're not tired. You're spiritually tired. That's what the devil took and ramped up his church. And today his church is depleted and anemic. It's not in there. Because when it was time to fight, you stood home. Cycles and patterns of repeat. Me release. I used to astral project over regions like this and curse the neighborhood, because if I can curse the neighborhood, I can curse the people. Astral projecting. I astral project so much. I have more miles than any airline. I was to force myself to sleep to astral project, because I knew if I can curse the region, I can curse the people. That's why when you do spiritual warfare, spiritual warfare is easy. Make an assessment of your neighborhood. What is there that is tormenting your neighborhood? Is it alcohol spirit, homosexual spirit? What is it? Because whatever is it there that dominates your neighborhood, that is the demon that you have to fight. That's the demon that you have to dismantle. But the thing is, that we fight. This is how we fight. We fight from the earth realm. You lost the fight. When you fight from the earth, are you fighting from the flesh? See, you have to fight from the place of authority that God given you, the third heaven. It's the highest of the heaven. That means every devil, every witch, every warlock, every curse, every root worker, every soothsayer, every wizard, every satanic, demonic curse, every generation of curse is under your feet. When you fight from that place of authority, because you're fighting from a third heaven, you're fighting from the position with Jesus Christ. We sit in the highest of them with Jesus Christ. Learn how to practice and learn how to exercise your authority. Because when you fight, when you know how to exercise your authority, you strip the devil from his abilities. What was the last time you moved from glory to glory? When's the last time you had a glory moment? I'm not talking about, you know, you bought an extra lollipop. Because we confuse. We think moving to glory is material things. It's not material things, spiritual things. Spiritual. God said, worship me in spirit and truth. It's spiritual thing. When's the last time you had an assessment of your inventory, of your warehouse? What is missing? What is lacking? What needs to be filled in your warehouse? What is it? Your warehouse is you. Are you the same Christian of last year? Are you in the book of Numbers? You're growing old, but you ain't growing up. Geographically, you're in the same place, but you ain't moving. That's what happened to many Christians. We grow. That's why Christians leave church. That's why they become, because when you don't grow and you don't grow from glory to glory and you don't get the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you become stale and you become angry, you become religious, and then you leave. The tricks and the wiles and the schemes of the enemy. The battlefield, you see, this is what happened to believers. They try to fight out there and the fight is in here. But you see, you try to beat the devil out there, but you can't beat him in here. But if you can beat him here, you can beat him out there. When the devil attacks me, I ain't looking to fight him out there. I defeat him in here. What voice am I going to bow down to? What voice am I going to listen to? What voice is going to control my day? What voice is going to, I'm going to allow to speak into my life? There's three voices in life. Three, yours, the Holy Spirit, and the devil. What voice are you going to bow down to? Your voice? Your voice of reasoning? The voice of the Holy Spirit? Or the voice of the enemy? Which one owns you?
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaker. Chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it.
Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.